Lousy Texas summer, Georgia peach. Ain't you tired yet? With your head in the clouds, you'll never make the beach.
Well, here I am again, doing some time studies. Looks like I've got about 19 minutes of space for the Moovo to record, so let's see what I come up with. Ooh, pretty tired this morning. I don't know what the deal is. It's my wife's tuna biscuit bake or the cheesy cauliflower I had last night, but I am just out of energy. Actually kind of got up a little bit earlier today than normal. I went to the grocery store, got some soda, got a couple rolls, and now I'm not feeling so good, so I brought out a little jug of water with me today. It's hotter than hell today, humid, so I guess it's not that hot, it's just more humid than anything, and just hard to deal with. The 8:30 buzzer. Looks like we got some different guys on first shift today. Oh, there he is. Kind of got names for the different guys that work out here. I haven't come up with a good name for the guy on machine 2, but I'm going to say his name is, he kind of reminds me of a mechanic. Reminds me of one of those mechanics that you have, maybe in a small town, where, there's a bug on my paper. Kind of lays back in his chair, tells you how it's going to be. He's a pretty good guy, but they're either going to call in the mechanic or Sock. No, actually, I did have another name for him, Mint. He always has this big bag of peppermints with him. And the guy over here on machine 3, I call him Ricketts. Kind of got a limp or something wrong with a leg, or maybe he's got rickets or something, but I had polio at one time, but he kind of walks funny. Kind of walks like he's been riding a horse for about 3 days straight. So I call him Ricketts. That guy over here on the 4, I call him Papa. He's a big guy with a beard. He plays in a polka band, and we talk about polka and different kinds of music and recording music and stuff like that. So I call him Papa. Then over there on the end of number 5, I call that guy Sporty. He's, let's see what he's wearing today. He's wearing his obligatory tank top and cap and shorts. Looks like he just came out of a bar or some sort of sand volleyball tournament. That's just how he dresses. He's usually got a real dark tan. Now that the sun's out and a little bit better weather. So, that's those four guys. There's another guy that I call Beard. He's always got a hat on.
Quarter of time here.
He's always got a hat on that's got some sort of beer, or a t-shirt that's got some sort of beer. Last week he wore his Boulevard gear, shirt and hat. And in his place, looks like they got another guy here, calling hair. He's got more hair on his head, face, than any man should. Kind of wandering around, showing off his tat. Left arm. So, watch this, guys. tell you what, it's kind of... Oh, boy, I screwed up there.
I screwed up there.
Oh, wait a minute.
I didn't catch an element there. Yeah, one of the techniques I learned from high school is called the dry lab, where you don't actually do the experiment. You come up with your own numbers so that the lab comes out right. And that's what I'm going to do there. I don't know what they're using for their sample size calculations, but consultants wanted another 0.7 hours of material. So that's what I'm going to give them. I'm at 4.15 and I'm going to bring them up to 4.7.
About 6 minutes into this. So, I don't know. I'm having some problems getting a hold of these couple of women that, I believe they're like recruiters or some sort of temp agencies that have been hired to find some engineers. And the best that I can tell is they are both representing the same company. I called this one gal, her name's Jeanette. She just really hasn't had the time to talk to me and kind of pisses me off. So I think she's actually kind of late on this one. I had another gal, her name's Maria, that had got me in the information for this particular job, and now I'm getting the same thing from Jeanette. So hopefully Maria can do something with it. I don't know, she seems a little unprofessional about the whole way she's been going about this. Giving me a questionnaire right before the holiday break, and of course I didn't work on it over the holiday break. And when I got back to work, it was kind of hard to work on it too, so. God damn it. I gotta pay attention here, I missed another element. Damn it, damn it, damn it. Damn it. So we'll have to see what happens there. Okay, Ricketts has got a shot there. Well, 25. Yep, just about right on the money. Well, I think I've got a stop this one. I've got to go check and see if I got batteries here at 9 o'clock. I'm running the battery out on this thing.